Jerry Bader Show 1049. Do you recall, I'm sure you do, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid on the floor of the House of the Senate, floor of the Senate, it's Friday, cut a guy a break, on the floor of the Senate, accused Republicans of making up Koch Brothers-fueled fabrications about horror stories that people were encountering with Obamacare. In case you have forgotten, here's a little taste of that. This is February 26, 2014.
We heard about the evils of Obamacare, about the lives it's ruining, and Republican stump speeches and an ads paid for by oil magnates, the Koch brothers. But in those tales, turned out to be just that, tales. Stories made up from whole cloth, lies distorted by the Republicans to grab headlines or make political advertisements.
Okay, that was pretty clear, right? I mean, you got all of that, right? On February 26, 2014, on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said Republicans were lying, making up horror stories about Obamacare. If you didn't hear what he said yesterday, grab a napkin or a plate or a bowl because you are about to spit blood. Jason, you might want to swallow what you're not eating in the studio over there. You're ready to go? Listen to this.
Mr. President, the junior senator from Wyoming has come to the floor several times recently talking about the fact that examples that he and other Republicans have given dealing with Obamacare, examples that they think are bad, I've called lies. Mr. President, that is simply untrue. I have never come to the floor, to my recollection, and never said a word about any of the examples that Republicans have given regarding Obamacare and how it's not very good.
What? Okay, and I can't even figure, okay, you know he knows he's lying, right? I mean, you know that he didn't really forget that first part from February 26th. He was trashed for it in the conservative media. Now, all a pundit at hotair.com tries to make some sense out of this. He says, is this the key that finally unlocks the enigma of Harry Reid, tin pot demagogue? Maybe from moment to moment, this guy just doesn't realize what's coming out of his mouth. I don't know any other explanation. He knows he's going to be caught in this lie, right? I couldn't believe it when I first heard that. You know what? Even playing it on the air again now. I still can't believe it. I can't. How? I'm speechless. Well, this is like the Onion came up with a way to duplicate Harry Reid's voice. I can't believe he's. I don't know what else to say. He claimed that the stories were made up, and he used the word lie. And now he says, to his recollection, he never did that. I don't suppose he remembers claiming Mitt Romney hasn't paid taxes for, 10 years or whatever it was. Oh, somebody told me. I know. I can't. The motive for this lie is just beyond reason to me. Then there's this one. Have you heard about Taco Bell's new ad campaign? Jason, you've heard about this, right? They have found real-life men named Ronald McDonald, and they take a bite of the Taco Bell breakfast menu. Not the menu, but the food on it. That's Taco Bell now is trying to get into the fast food breakfast market. And toward that end, they're running an ad campaign where all of these guys named Ronald McDonald say, I'm Ronald McDonald, and I love I love Taco Bell. Well, Here's my problem with that. I don't know. When you think of Ronald McDonald, what do you think of? You think of McDonald's. You don't think of Taco Bell. I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't. But maybe using a brand name against them, well, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I'm a believer in not mentioning the competition. All right, trying to save you a little grief. We want to make you aware of something. And apparently the mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, Zach Vruwink, was not aware of this. He unwittingly violated Wisconsin election law. You can't show your completed ballot to anyone. That would include taking a picture on your smartphone before you turn in an early vote or whatever you do, or in the ballot box, voting booth rather, on Tuesday. You can't post it on Facebook. This has been covered. In fact, in May 2012, during the recalls, the Government Accountability Board, you can't do that. Now, do you know why it violates Wisconsin election law to show anyone a picture of your completed ballot? I wonder how many people understand. It might sound like a really stupid rule. And this is one of those things where it's actually a felony punishable by 3.5 years in prison if you produce a picture of your ballot. Jason, do you know why that's a felony? So it can't be proof of purchase. So you can't promise your vote to someone and then show, see, look, I did. That's why. It makes good sense. It would seem like one of those dumb things, wouldn't it? But really, it's not. Speaking of dumb things, Governor Scott Walker issued a veto yesterday that I don't know. Governor Walker vetoed a bill that would have dramatically expanded raffles in Wisconsin. The bill that was sent to his desk by Republicans would have removed caps on raffle ticket prices. It also would have allowed organizations with a raffle license to conduct a raffle every day of the year. Under current law, you can only hold raffles 200 days out of the year. It also would have allowed the number of days, it would have increased the number of days license holders can sell tickets. He vetoed the bill yesterday. In a news release, he said he felt the bill's changes. Listen to this. And I think this opens the governor to some considerable criticism. He said in a news release that he felt the bill's changes threaten Wisconsin tribes' exclusive right to offer gambling in the state. What? What? You know what's going to be alleged here? That he did a favor to the tribes because he wants to get that Kenosha casino and he needs them all to sign off on it. I am not alleging that. But what I am saying is it really does open the door to that allegation. That's what I am saying. It just seems like a completely irrational reason to veto that. I have no strong feeling on expanding the hours one way or the other, but that seems very, very strange to me. All right, there's a topic we may take up on Monday. It deals with police-involved shootings. It's too complex for the after-show video. We are going to talk about the Ukraine in the after-show video. We're going to talk about golf in the after-show video. And we're going to talk about Chris Christie in the after-show video. It's 10:58. You're just 8 minutes from rush. Have a lovely weekend and go Bucky.
The Jerry Bader Show.